I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my
Welcome house. Back to the Frank Fontana Show. We're here on WGN Radio 720.
What is this, Dave?
It is a football country song, The Boys of Fall, with Kennedy Chesney.
Kenny Chesney? Crazy for or Kennedy Chesney? Is that a new singer? Kenny Chesney, yes.
Kenny.
The great Kenny Chesney. Anybody in that club? Well, it is Super Bowl Sunday, folks. If you haven't heard, you're living under a rock. And, you know, we talked a little bit about what food could do to you in terms of diabetes. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, not to kind of burst the big party bubble here, but, you know, we consume a lot today. What you don't want to do is have any of your guests leaving sick. And I'll tell you in a second what I mean here. Marion Gravely's here from the USDA, and she has some advice for us on, you know, before we start picking up those nachos and wings. And right now, just like my wife, all that prep is happening. Marion, what advice do you have for us to do this right and not leave any of our guests super sick?
Well, the most important thing is to keep whatever you're serving at the right temperature. Hot foods need to be hot. Cold foods should be cold. Now, you can keep hot foods hot by using a warming tray, a slow cooker, a chafing dish. If you don't have any way to keep your wings or meatballs or queso dip hot, then just put a small amount out at a time, keep the rest in the oven, and then just replace periodically so that it stays good and hot for your guests. You don't want anything perishable, whether it be, you know, shrimp or dip or wings, out for more than 2 hours. That's enough time for food poisoning bacteria to grow, and your guests could get sick.
That's right. And each year, believe this or not, listen to the statistic, folks. Each year, roughly 128,000 people are hospitalized, and 3,000 people die from foodborne illnesses. So this really isn't a laughing matter, although, you know, we're kind of having fun here with the Super Bowl day. But it comes from things like chicken wings, nachos, pizza, and dips during the big game. In terms of chicken, because that's one of the big, you know, red flags that people always get afraid of. I know my wife is neurotic if we're cutting chicken on the counters and all that stuff. She does the ultra triple clean, all that stuff. How worried should we? And is chicken like the number one culprit?
Well, it's not really the number one culprit, but any meat or poultry could have bacteria on it. And since food poisoning bacteria don't affect the taste or the appearance or the smell of a food, there's no way to know if it's there or not. So the most important thing is to keep it cold. Cook it thoroughly. Use a food thermometer. You want to cook any poultry to 165 degrees. So whether you're roasting a turkey for Thanksgiving or cooking wings for the Super Bowl, 165 degrees would be hot enough to kill any food poisoning bacteria. And then if you're holding the wings hot, keep them above 140 degrees. And that's where your slow cooker, chafing dish, warming tray would come in handy. If you don't have that, then just don't leave it out on the counter, on the buffet table for more than 2 hours.
And when you're ordering out, is there any advice, you know, like, because you think it's all prepared safely and, you know, you're paying for it, you have a restaurant delivering it. Is there any ways to kind of avoid getting sick from a restaurant? Really?
Well, I always say have a plan. If you're if you're having a Super Bowl party, figure out, are people bringing food? Are you ordering delivery, or is someone bringing food? If you're having hot food delivered or you're bringing it, you're picking it up, then make sure your oven is on. So when you bring that food in the house, you can put it in the oven and keep it hot until it's time to serve it. You know, those styrofoam containers or the paper cardboard boxes that the pizza come in, they're not going to keep it hot enough forever, you know. So you want to put that food right out on the table, or else keep it hot in the oven.
And let me ask you this: maybe you know this, or maybe you don't. But you know, I've traveled to third world countries, and you know, in particular, driving through the mountains of Venezuela, and going through these little villages, and literally seeing meat that was freshly carved hanging from hooks outside with bugs all over it, that they would then later on cook and prepare. I wonder, I think of like how cautious we are here in America, you know, like how do those people not get sick, or do their bodies just adjust to the different bacteria levels?
We don't know that they don't get sick. You know, they could very well get sick. But, you know, that food is probably just been slaughtered that morning. It is hanging up, but then they're going to probably cook it to a really high temperature and eat it all. They're not going to, you know, put the leftovers in the refrigerator for 5 or 6 days. They're not going to, you know, they're going to consume it right away. So that could have something to do with it. And it is possible that they're just more used to it because they do that all the time.
Kind of like when you're in college and you eat pizza that's been left out all day and then you, and all night, and you wake up and you have cold pizza after that hangover. How come you don't get sick?
Yeah, I think sometimes you confuse the symptoms of the hangover and the cold pizza. There is no magical property.
You just nailed it, Marianne. So everybody thinks they have a hangover. They actually have food poisoning, and they could hang all their beer. That's a good point. What do you do? Who are you voting for, Marianne, for the Super Bowl? You have any favorites?
You know, I'm going for the Eagles.
Good for you. It seems like I saw a chart somewhere that most of the country is purely on the sake that it's the fact that it's an underdog. They, you know, everyone loves to, you know, raise people up like the Bradys and the Patriots and all that stuff. And then, but yet, if there's an opportunity to crush them, and there's an underdog involved, why not?
Yeah, you know, since Washington's not in the game, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I'll be happy for whoever, but you know, it's nice. It would be nice for the Eagles to win.
That's good. And what's on your table today? Are you cooking? Are you going somewhere?
We're cooking. My husband's going to make barbecue wings. We'll have nachos and probably a couple dips to go with it. You know, my children are grown, so we don't have a big Super Bowl party like we used to. So now it's just food for two.
Good stuff. Marianne, thank you so much for joining us and for the great advice.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
You got it. So, Anne, what do you do today? Do you do a big thing?
We used to go to a big Super Bowl party, but to be honest, we're going to a wake after this. So
I'm
it's
sorry.
A quieter afternoon, so thank you.
I'm sorry.
But normally, yes, I'd be making something lovely and veg.
What's your go-to for Super Bowl?
Oh, for Super Bowl? Yeah. Well, I have to say I am a chip and dip gal.
But you're vegan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can get veg sour cream.
Yeah. I was going to say, but do you do a vegan chili?
Oh, I do. I am a really good cook with that. I make really good chili. Yeah.
Do you use like the, what is that? The satay or the satan or?
Actually, no. All vegetables. Yeah. Like corn. So little corn kernels, yeah, and all the different colored peppers. So red ones and green ones that look so nice, yeah. Lots of tomato, of course, and lots of beans. I make the beans myself in the crock pot.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, sorry, we're talking food for you.
Can't wait.
I brought no samples. I apologize.
No cookies, no samples. Dang you. Anne Nordhaus Bike is here, astrologer to the stars, astrologer to the Frank Fontana Show. And I tasked Anne with seeing where the stars line up with the Super Bowl today and who may win based on what the stars say. So, Anne, what do you have for us?
When I looked at the astrology, I was stunned, absolutely stunned, because we have Tom Brady and we have Bill Belichick, both fire signs. And both deeply driven to win. But when we face them off with the Eagles are the wall of Aquarius. They had an injury with Carson Wentz, who's a Capricorn. Since he's out, and we've got instead Nick Foles, an Aquarius. The coach, Doug Peterson, Aquarius. And hometown hero, Jake Elliott, Aquarius.
Jake Elliott, man.
And
he's
so,
from our neck of the woods.
This is where you can seize lightning in a bottle. All three of them. And they are in the opposite sign to Brady. So Brady is going to feel like literally this huge wall of guys against him. And that's going to put stress on him. And I just really think because the Sun and the Mercury are right now in Aquarius, these guys on the Eagles are going to feel really at home in this energy. I just think it's this wall of possibility and they could really grab lightning in a bottle and they could really pull it out.
One can only hope. Love to see that happen.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic. And so Anne's here going to be doing some readings for you guys, your charts. So the way it works, folks, the lines are jammed right now. You're going to call in. You're going to give us your sign. You're going to give us what's going on in your life. And we're going to jump right into some deep conversation about that. Let's get started with our first caller. This is Mike, who's a Gemini. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. What's going on in your life right now?
Actually, you know, while I was on hold, I was just going to just do just an overall for 2018, but as I was thinking, I was like, you know what, maybe I should ask about a little bit what's going on the love interest side, because I've become last several years very picky, and I don't know why.
So you want to learn about your love life, what the stars have to say about your love life, and you become picky.
Yeah.
And what do you say about the picky Mike here?
The timing is really interesting with Mike because he's a Gemini. And so, Mike, your opposite sign, which rules the people you're attracted to and what you find interesting, is Sagittarius. You have had the planet Saturn going through Sagittarius for the last 3 years. And so in some respects, it's made you really discriminating about the people you meet and really wanting to make a mature choice instead of a just a anything goes kind of choice. You're usually, Gemini's often more seat of the pants, more happy-go-lucky. But with Saturn over there... Yeah, it's like, I'm guessing you're way more serious. I mean, I don't know if you're looking for a marriage thing or just looking for, you know, just someone to keep company with or that sort of thing. Do you have thoughts about that?
I think so, but I'm not sure, like I said, because I've been so picky. I don't even know what I'm looking for any longer. You know?
Well, that will ease up for you a bit. That, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's not that I don't want to sound verbose, but I have a couple of options, but it's just, like I said, I'm at a picky stage, and I don't know what's going on with me. It's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe you're just not ready, Mike. I mean, maybe you just need to hang, you know? Date Mike for a little while.
Yeah. There is that. And I will also suggest, Mike, I'm not sure where you are in your life cycle, like if you're, like, super young, middle-aged, a little bit older.
How old are you, Mike?
No, I'm actually older. I'm in my late 40s.
Yeah. 40s. Ah, you're a young pup.
Ever married before, Mike?
Yes, I have been.
Well, then, I mean, that can also go to say that you've been there, done that. So you have every right to be a little picky.
Yeah. But your planet is Mercury. And so you're a person who's affected all three times a year. We've talked about Mercury retrograde on the show. Mercury looks like it's going backward in the sky three times a year. When it does it, it's a great time for you to go back and think about the past, review, renew. And that might be a good time to go call up some folks from the past, like old classmates or something. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give you a heads up on that because you might find that really fun. That would be March 22nd until April 15th, Mike. And you'll start to feel it slows things down. And you're going to start having people from the past come up for you. This would be a great time because I think it would help remind you of what actually do you want, because it sounds like you're very unsure right now and that the pickiness might just be coming from maybe you're not so happy, maybe you're under a lot of stress the last 3 years. Lighten up a bit, maybe, you know, at this time.
Go out and have some fun.
Yeah. And there's folks out there who want to do that, and you're going to start hearing from them when Mercury goes retrograde.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks
Good
for calling. We appreciate
you.
It. All right, let's take our next caller here. Let's see. We have Dee, who's an Aries, a fellow Aries. Hey, Dee, thanks for calling the show. What's going
on? Frank, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
For Anne, please.
Yes.
Hi, Dee.
I'm an older woman, met somebody born in Poland several years, a great deal, I would say, 14 years younger than I. He's a Gemini.
Look at you.
Wow.
Yep.
Sassy lady.
Uh-huh. And I'm wondering, is there any possibility of there being a relationship between the two of us?
Well, what is his sign, Dee?
He's Gemini, early Gemini, the 24th of May.
And so that's 24th of May. Very good. And so you are Aries. Yeah, those are nice together because you're this fiery, passionate, amazing, youthful person. Mm-hmm. Frank knows this.
Yeah.
Aries keeps you young, doesn't it?
It does.
And Gemini is, in some respects, the youngest sign of the zodiac. They never grow up in a good way. You know, they can stay playful and very youthful, eternally youthful, eternal
youth. Dave, you're a Gemini, right, Dave?
Freaking out right here because everything she said about meeting, going back to high school friends and changes and being picky and then now this, it's like we stay young, we're always picky. It's because we have two personalities. Sometimes I'm very professional and sometimes I could be very...
So you have multiple personalities, basically.
Two personalities, and I think I'm very good at them.
Yes, of course you do because you're so smart. Dee, I bet that this fellow you're with keeps you really occupied because he probably has lots of interests and he's probably good at like getting up and going and doing stuff.
Actually not.
No, are you the one who brings that?
He's distancing himself.
Oh.
Further and further, and I'm questioning that. I'm all of a sudden it's just out of the clear blue sky.
Yep. Well, I will share this with you. Frank was asking about Aries, okay? Look back from March 2011 until now. You have had the planet Uranus, which is the big wild card of the zodiac, in your sign since then, stirring things up
Uranus.
For you. I know! Well, but it also brings change and it liberates you. So, Dee, you've been with this fellow for 14 years.
No. I have not been. He's 14 years
younger.
He's
younger. Got it. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, you are...
How long have you been with him, Dee?
We're actually in and out.
Oh.
We're in and out.
Oh.
For how long?
Maybe a year.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's not as long as I thought.
No.
Yeah.
So he's pulling back, huh?
Yep.
Well, You got an opportunity. When Uranus moves into your second house, it's going to go into Taurus in May, about middle of May. And what that's going to do is let you really free up your values and, you know, what really do you value in life? And what do you really want in your life? The other time that you want to pay attention to is later this year, Mars is going to go retrograde. And you know Mars is your planet, right, Dee?
Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Mars does not go retrograde very often. It's only every couple of years. I want to give you those dates. It's all summer. It's June 26th until August 27th in Aquarius and Capricorn. Now, when your planet is retrograde, people from the past may come into your life, too, and it might be some gentleman callers as well. And you might find that, wow, maybe I've got some other prospects that interest me a whole lot more. Exactly. It's nice to have a few on the line when you're still out looking around and what you want. And that might be interesting because if this fella sees that, he might sit up and take notice a bit. Or if he doesn't, you'll have some other things going on that will please you.
Okay.
And Dee, let me just like some guy advice. If he's pulling back like that for no apparent reason, there might be somebody else in the picture.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
there might be.
I don't think so either, but there's always that possibility.
Yeah, and you
not
may
to
not
say that you're not doing your thing. You know, yeah. I think it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
I think that a typical guy move is retract when there's something else distracting us.
Yeah,
perhaps.
And maybe it's not a woman. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's other. Does he have children?
He has two grown children. He's a grandfather.
Well, it could be that too.
And maybe it's a health thing you don't know about. You know, that's a thing to keep in mind.
He started another job too. So.
Oh,
could be. Mm-hmm. Well, Dee, yeah. Good luck, and hopefully some of this information helps you navigate the next few months.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You.
Thank
You're
you,
so
Dee.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. And thoughts overall? I mean, so for the general public, not sign specific,
yeah.
Energetically in the stars, what are we all feeling right now? What do we have to look forward to in about a minute or so here?
Sure. There was a big change that came December 19th. That's what I was referring to earlier about Saturn being in Sagittarius. It was really forcing everybody to grow up and get real mature about their beliefs and their faith. And all those kinds of aspects of their lives. Now it's moved into its own sign, Capricorn. It's really strong there. There's a new seriousness in the air. It doesn't have to be gloom and doom, but it's about be mature. You know, save money. Look to the future. Plan ahead. That is a very strong energy. It's going to be in place for the next couple of years for all of us. And so it's a great time to get smart about things like money management and career.
It's good stuff. Now, is that because it's such a general thing and energetically, does it have to tie into what's happening in the culture, what's happening in politics, what's happening, across the board from an energetic level?
Very often it does. These outer planets that sit in a sign for a really long time, they call them generational planets or transformational planets, or they really sit there long enough that they really affect an entire generation. And so they bring this powerful energy. The longer they sit there, the more it pushes and forces that change. So yes, I would definitely say it has an outcome. Absolutely.
And because this science of astrology is based on history, correct? Like you're analyzing what happened hundreds of years ago,
yeah.
when these same stars aligned,
yeah.
And that whatever energy that produced, and you're looking at the results in that time in history, correct?
Yes.
How it impacted the world.
Yes.
And that's how you get your data to be able to move forward. Am I correct on this?
Exactly. In addition to anything that's going on right now that I might know from clients or from family members or in my own life. So we look at patterns that are recent as well as long range patterns.
So it's
absolutely.
Data.
Yes.
Any way you cut it, you're analyzing data.
You bet.
From hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, sometimes thousands.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, you can go back.
You can't beat that, folks.
Yeah.
It's the Google of yesteryear.
you got that.
You should have your own, like Alexa, we should have an Anne. Anne, what happened 100 years ago yesterday?
And why was I born in Aries?
Why does my... I could have went somewhere really wrong. We're having a fun time here on the show. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. Ann Nordhaus Bike is joining me. We're doing some live astrology readings. Whether you believe or not, that's your opinion. I do believe. You can hear it on the show. Our phone lines are jammed up. Astrology, Ann, is based on the what? Educate the folks out there who are new listeners to our little fun segment here.
It's based on things such as math and geometry in terms of charting where the planets are. It's also based on data analysis and cycles. And it's really just looking at data and what has happened in the past, because it's been shown, as sages looked at the skies, that stuff that goes on with the planets correlates with stuff that happens on Earth. So we just correlate that, and then we share that with folks who are interested in it. And it really, basically, it's not so much about being a scientist, about being a really useful tool, whether it's for your business or for your personal life. Yeah,
I mean,
to plan.
Listen, the world runs on data today.
You bet.
How could you argue with that? Let's see here. Let's go right to our phone lines. We have a lot of people waiting here. We've been waiting patiently.
And thank you, all callers.
Yes. Let's talk to Marge. Marge, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for answering me.
No, I know you've been holding for a while here. Marge, what's your sign and what do you got going on in your life?
I'm a Pisces, and I'm a widow from 5 years, and basically alone in that respect. And under a lot of stress, I work full-time, and I'm getting up there in years. And I'm just wondering if this is going to change. Am I going to, like, find somebody? Not that I'm looking for somebody, but maybe some companionship.
Marge, are you dating at all right now?
No. In fact, I still have my wedding ring on. I don't know. When do you take this off? I don't know.
Well, that's really a personal question. But, I mean, like, so I'm big about energy and attraction. Law of attraction. And I can tell you specifically, I mean, if you read the book The Secret or any, you know, you having that ring on is, as much as you're paying homage to your ex, your husband who passed away, you're also blocking any new energy from coming to you. And you could look further into that and research that. But Anne, I'm sure you have a lot to add to that.
I would certainly agree energetically. It's so interesting that you asked that question. Is she still wearing the wedding ring? And you mentioned, you know, that you were wearing it still, Marge. I think that is number one. If you want someone to come in your life, you have to make space for it.
Yes.
But I would suggest, you have been stressed a lot for the last 3 years. No wonder you're working so hard. You're a Pisces, right?
Right.
Well, you've had that thing that I talked about earlier about Saturn being in Sagittarius for 3 years. You've had it up in your career house. You've been forced to work really hard. Well, now your job actually is to get out there and network. So you're going to be networking through business. But you really have some cool opportunities coming. First of all, it's normal when you're Pisces this time of year to feel a little bit low and a little bit maybe wondering about your future, because you're at the tail end of a year. You have a birthday coming soon. Use this time to look back on these last 3 years and look back also and honor and bless your marriage with your husband. And then think about, are you ready to let go? And if you are, maybe make a ceremony of it, of like taking your ring off, honoring it, and kind of like with your husband's blessing, moving on to what's going to come next. And you have some really nice opportunities for when you can do that. If you're looking for someone for some romance, there is a new moon coming for you in Cancer, and that is in your house of true love and romance and fun. That's July 12th. That would be a great time for you to start really getting serious about looking for someone and dating. There's also an eclipse that date, so it could really move you fast forward to getting somebody into your life.
Marge, are you prospecting at all? Is there anybody on your short list?
No, but I tell you what's funny, when she just said about July 12th, I have such a sense of humor. I picture myself on July 12th really looking at every guy that I'm around.
Sure.
Wondering, but I'm trying to work on my health, because for the past few years since I lost my husband, I really haven't taken care of myself. So I'm trying to turn that around too.
And actually, the best time to start taking care of your health is as soon as the sun goes into Pisces, because that's actually going to affect you physically very strongly. I can give you that. It's February 18th.
I had a revelation for you just now, Marge.
Uh-huh.
You're going to join a new gym, and you're going to meet your future somebody at this gym.
I was thinking about joining a gym. Isn't
yes.
that funny?
Yes.
I just feel like I have chills. Like, I feel like that's what's going to happen for you. I mean, by no means am I a psychic, but I'm certainly... Dave says I'm a prophet. I like to turn a prophet, but I wouldn't consider myself. But I am intuitive in the sense that I like energetically can tap into what you're saying, and I think that's what's going to happen for you.
Yes.
Well, and I'm kind of afraid. You know, when you've been with somebody so long and then you're not, you do kind of have some fears about branching out.
You're starting all over again. I mean, it's like dating when you're a teenager. You kind of forget after a while when you've been married so long, like, oh, I got to act like this, and I got to say that and not say this. And Yeah.
This time take before your birthday is the best time to get over those fears. Because the sun's moving through your 12th house of your deepest fears and all that baggage that you don't always share with people. Use the time till your birthday comes to work on that. If you have to, get a therapist to help you for a couple of sessions. Really make a resolution that when your birthday comes, you're starting out new. You're going to have a new life and something fabulous, and you're going to go to that gym and meet something really cool.
And please call back, Marge. We'd love to hear back from you. Around that time, if you want to call back, we'd love to hear it. Anne always comes on, you know, every couple months or more. So when she's back on, please call us back.
I will. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you, March.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, hon.
All right, let's grab one more quick call here, Ann, before before we take a little commercial break here. Let's talk to Margo, who's an Aries. And Margo, it says here that you've lost your husband, too.
Yes. Hi. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. How are you?
I lost you. I'm okay. My case is thank you for taking my call.
Well, it's our pleasure.
But I'm a little similar to Marge. I lost my husband last April.
I'm sorry to hear
it's
that.
It's been a real struggle.
Sorry to hear that. Since his passing, how have you been handling it?
Well, I joined a gym. I try to keep busy. I volunteer. But I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah, it's totally understandable.
I'm so sorry.
And you know, Aries in general, and I can tell you this because Anne, you know, grills me on this. We all have been having a tough time as Aries over the last few years.
Yes.
And it's bigger than what you think, Margo, in terms of, you know, just stuff happening to you. And if this helps you at all, you're not the only one. You know, like there's a lot of people like us that are suffering and going through some stuff. So
right.
I just want you to know that you're not alone in this, and we do all care for you.
Yeah.
What's going on in her signs right now that could help lift this up?
Yeah, it's really tough when you have Uranus moving through your sign. It can affect your health, definitely. And it can also just affect everything in your life because it's really all about you, your personality, your body. But it just brings these unexpected things you could never, ever plan for. So to lose your husband, you know, in April, that's around your birthday, too. So that had to have been a really tough time. I'm so terribly sorry, Margo.
When's your birthday?
Thank you. The 29th of March.
Yeah.
29th of March.
You know, so you have your next birthday coming up. So it's coming up close on a year. And, you know, the experts do say that first year is tough because you go through every holiday, you go through everything that you would have had with your wonderful husband, and you have to do it by yourself. So give yourself this year to grieve, to get over it. And think about what I just said also to our last caller, you know, to Marge, this idea that you know, month or two before your birthday is this time when you really can work on these psychological things before you start a brand new cycle. Everybody starts their personal new year on their birthday. And you can turn over a new leaf and start something really wonderful if you do that little bit of work ahead of time, Margo. You know, you've done everything you can to stay positive, and I applaud you for joining a gym and getting out there instead of just hiding under the covers. You know, that is great for an Aries. Go do something physical, you know. Now is the time, you know, just like Marge, build your confidence. As soon as the sun goes into your sign, you are probably going to start to feel a lot better. It's just hard this time of year because, you know, the weather is tough and you know, it's not your sign yet, but it's going to come soon. I'm going to give you that date, March 20th. I suspect as soon as March hits, you're going to start to feel better. Let yourself enjoy spring and think about what do you really want now. That really is the key because once you know, then you can go after it.
That's the big question.
Yeah. And this time that you take, psychologically, and like I said to Marge, if you need to speak to a therapist a couple of times, get a little perspective or a really good friend, somebody who can talk you through this, get clarity. This is a great time for you to meditate, too. And, you know, Frank and I talk about meditation all the time on this show. This is your best time of the year to go really deeply within spiritually and look at those kinds of things.
Do you meditate at all?
Okay. You know, I just started. I downloaded an app. I've been doing it for about a week now, so I'm just really getting into it.
Fantastic.
Hey, Margo, if you're on iTunes at all, check out Kelly Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. I found it tremendously helpful through tough times. And it's a combination of guided meditation and theta and alpha waves. So in the in the music is embedded waves that affect your brain and relax your brain. And she has a whole series of healing and forgiveness and oneness and just something to just explore. I'm a big fan of guided meditation versus just trying to get yourself to that place, because I think a lot of people have a hard time just getting into a blank space, especially dealing with the loss of a loved one. You got a lot of stuff that probably pops in your head. So I find it very nice to have a distracting voice that takes you to the Neverland.
Yes,
you
know absolutely.
What I mean? That's a great suggestion. Thank you.
You got it. And we wish you the best, Margo. Please stay in touch with us. We'd love to follow up with you.
Yes. Good luck
to you.
You got it.
The Frank Fontana Show.
From Capricorn to Aquarius, they all got.
I love where Dave finds his astrology music. Only you, Dave. Oh, it's Beyonce? Beyonce did an astrology song? See, folks, Beyonce believes in astrology. Good for her. We're talking astrologer Ann Nordhaus Spike. And we've been taking calls all show long. We love doing the segment. You're always fun to have on, Ann. And people enjoy speaking to you and getting a little insight into what the stars have to say about their life. And you have a new website, right?
I surely do.
Yep. What is that?
AstrologerAnn.com, in honor of what you've called me for 5 years
since
we met.
That's it, baby.
You bet.
Astrologer Ann.
Yeah, with great horoscopes. Really, everybody, go read your horoscope. They're really in-depth. Lots of data there for you.
And like Ann said, she's been doing this quite a long time on my show here. And it was somebody who's been a past caller is coming back. Jane, thanks for calling, and thanks for coming back on the show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well, Jane. I do believe I remember your call. Why don't we refresh everybody's memory on your initial call and how things are going since then?
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. My husband knew there was an upcoming job loss coming. After 28 years, they were closing his plant. So I was concerned about where he was going to land. And the plant did close, and he did find a job immediately. And I'm just wondering if he's going to stay there.
Oh, do you want him to stay there?
Yes and no. Yeah, so there's lots of pluses, but there's some minuses. I mean, he's closer to home. I don't know. I'm just not sure about the company.
Well, I will tell you this.
By the way, Ann's smiling, so that's a good thing, Jane.
I'm so glad you called, first of all, Jane. It's really great to hear back from you. And by my memory serves, is he the Libra, your husband?
No, he was Aquarius.
Aquarius. Oh,
we
goodness me.
About Aquarius earlier, yes.
Now, did he have his birthday yet?
On the 10th.
Okay. 10th of, birthday, yeah. Of January?
February.
Sorry. Very good. Okay, so it's coming. So very cool that he's going to start his personal new year. The reason I'm smiling is, okay, if he's an Aquarius, you know, he's had his planet walking through the sign of Aries for 7 years. Well, it's going to move into a new sign in May.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that is very interesting because it's going to be down in his stability area, down in home. It's going to really bring the unexpected to home. And by extension, that also affects what's going on at work. But the really cool thing about what's happening for him for career, he's got Jupiter up in his career house in Scorpio, and it's going to be there until November of this year, Jane. So he really has good luck in career. So whatever comes that might be super unexpected, this is his time to really expand on his career and really take a risk. This is where he can take a risk and really have it pay off. So if he's not happy with the place or you're not, this is a really great time to be talking about it and for him to make a change if he wants to. You know, we know these fixed signs. Aquarius is a fixed sign. They don't always like change.
Well, I don't know. He was at his company for 28 years. So it's like, it was such a great run, a great company. And,
yeah. It was time for it to end.
And a sign of the times.
Exactly.
Quite honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. People can say they were at some place for 28 years. So.
Yeah.
He likes the people he works with. We're just not sure about the company. And he is still being, headhunters are still calling him. But again, it's going to take him further away from home, whereas now he's working just a couple towns over. So
that's nice.
That's
the plus. Yeah. Sometimes it's not all about convenience, though, you know. And this is a good time, again, for meditation, both for him and for you. I will say this, Jane, you're so, you know, generous to ask about your husband. But when it comes to you, you're a Sagittarius. You've got Jupiter sitting in your 12th house right now for this. This is your get ready year for your big year to come. So this is your chance to be meditating and think about, well, what do you really want?
Yeah. No, I love what I do. I can't support my family, but I do love what I do.
What is it that you do, Jane?
I'm sorry.
What do you do?
Well, I'm just an assistant at a hair salon, but I love it. I love being around people, and I just love what I do. So
I love that.
I always say, I always say, you know, if I like digging a ditch, I'm going to dig a ditch. I don't care what it is.
You know how many people wish they had that disposition?
Yeah.
Who could be holding super high level jobs who still wish they had the disposition?
Yes.
So God bless. That's awesome, Jane. And yeah. And like Ann said, how cool that you support your husband in such a way that you'll call for him.
Yeah.
And that's great.
I hope he knows how wonderful you are. He must. You've been married forever, right?
Well, I think he's pretty wonderful, too. Yeah, 23 years, so.
Aw.
Fantastic. Jane, thanks for calling back in. We really appreciate hearing back from you.
Thank you very much.
Take care. You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
All right, let's talk to a couple more folks here. Let's talk to, I think we're having phone issues. Let's talk to Sally then. Hold on, Sally's been holding. Hey, Sally, thanks for calling the show. What's going on?
Thank you for taking my call. Happy Super Sunday.
Thank you. Happy Super Sunday to you. What? You're a Capricorn?
Yes, I'm January 16th. And last year I had quite a bit of problems with my love life. And this year, beginning right before my birthday on January 7th, I slipped on a black ice at my friend's home right at the front door and broke my fibula, tibia, and an ankle. And it was scary for a while there. You know, they said I had to have a 3-hour surgery and whatnot, but it's all working out 3 weeks later. But my birthday this year and the beginning of the year wasn't exactly a start that I was looking for. So I was just wondering if you can tell me, what do you see for the rest of the year for me?
Yeah.
Well, so you're Capricorn, right? January 16th. Yeah. And so that thing I was talking about earlier where your planet Saturn on December 19th moved into your sign, right? So and it's going to be there for the next 3 years. And Saturn energy, your sign deals really well with it, okay? But most people don't, because it's kind of heavy energy. It really wants us to be very mature and very responsible. And with Saturn in your own sign, it's really asking for you to be very like grown up and smart and careful, and in particular with your body. You know, about taking your time when you're out walking, planning ahead, wearing smart shoes. You know, this sounds like it's kind of a reminder to slow down. That's another thing that Capricorn is really good for, and Saturn too, about being patient. So I don't know if maybe you were rushing a bit that day, but one of the things that Saturn and can help you do is to remember, take your time. Don't let life rush you, if that helps a bit, you know?
If only would not just have snapped her tibula and fibula. And that would have been a little sprained ankle would have been a nice reminder, but the whole break is, that's rough. Are you fully recovered now, Sally?
No, I after 3 weeks of having a soft cast, they did some CAT scans and they decided that I can put a hard cast on, and so I'm another 3 weeks now in this hard cast, and hopefully after that a boot and then some serious PTs.
Yeah.
So you're also looking for love through this, correct?
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe you're going to meet some handsome doctor who's going to be taking care of you. You never know how these crazy things happen.
Well, her house of romance, oh my, is Taurus. Earthy Taurus. That's where Uranus is going to go in May. So it brings surprises. Sally, get prepared for things you could never predict.
Really?
People to come in your life. Get yourself healed now so you are ready to trip the light. Fantastic. Kick up those heels.
Yeah, so May is a good recovery time. You should be up and running pretty well by then, yeah?
Yes, I hope so.
Do you know how to dance?
I do some.
Maybe take a dance class. Yeah.
That would be a good exercise for my leg as well.
I was going to say, part of a rehab program could be some kind of dancing.
May 15th is the day Uranus is going to go into your romance house. Hold on to your hat and get ready for anything to come.
Thank you.
You got it, Sally. Thanks for calling
in. You're so welcome.
We really appreciate it. And thank you again. One more time for the website. People are texting and asking where they can get a hold of you.
Perfect. Maybe Dave can add it on the podcast, which we'll share as well. Yeah.
Yep.
It's www, and you don't even need that. It's AstrologerAnne, A-N-N-E, all run together, .com.
And she'll soon be on Instagram. I'm working on her on Instagram.
But you bet.
You're on Facebook
as
well.
Had to do that website first just for you, Frank.
Exactly. So facebook.com/Anne.NordhausBike.